Hello and welcome to Season 1, Episode 7 of the Depression Diaries. I am your host, Daniel, and today we are talking about finding joy. Today we are going to get into what joy looks like in the everyday life of someone battling depression and the fight to find it. Anyway, again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back right after this. And we are back with the Depression Diaries. Again, this is Season 1, Episode 7, Finding Joy. So today we are talking about joy as a concept and as a pursuit. If you are a person with depression, you know that at various times you can become obsessed with the idea of finding your happiness and, you know, trying to figure out what your why is, you know, not just what your why is for, you know, for some sort of vocation or some sort of endeavor that you have. It is your why is your reason for existing sometimes, your reason for being here, period. And that idea is foreign, to a lot of people, but if you are, a person who struggles with depression, then that question is almost an everyday thing. You were looking at that and you were saying, okay, you know, why am I here today? You know, so those days, especially those days when you wake up, you're laying in bed and you don't want to get out. But today, we are going to talk about, you know, we're going to talk about joy. We're going to talk about where we find it, where I find it specifically. So for me, joy oftentimes is a daily struggle to find, not because I don't have things that I should derive joy from, but because I have to fight with myself internally to, you know, keep things in the sort of perspective that I should. Joy is something that is, like I said, is difficult to find if you are battling with depression or anxiety, any of those things. And so oftentimes we have to, oftentimes success and finding joy for us means just trying to find that. You know, sometimes that is a success in and of itself. The whole idea that you are attempting to find your joy, that you are attempting to find happiness, sometimes that in and of itself is a major victory. It was Gandhi that said, joy lies in the fight, in the attempt, in the suffering involved, not in the victory itself. That quote has always resonated with me because, sometimes you get no end result. Sometimes you get no, satisfaction from the end of a thing, from the, you know, you go to that event, you go out, you put yourself out there, you get over your social anxiety or your depression or whatever it is that you're battling, and you go and do the thing, whatever the thing is, and you still come away from it. And you said, well, you know, I didn't really have that great of a time. But sometimes, you know, when you're being, you know, as positive as you can be about it. But you said, but today I tried, and that's what matters. And I'm here to tell you that that matters. That does matter. The fact that you tried, the fact that despite your misgivings and despite all of the lies that your depression, your anxiety were telling you, the fact that you got out of bed, that you went and you went to that party, you went to dinner with friends, you went to the movies, you know, you did the things that your depression was telling you that you shouldn't do, that you're not worth, you know, that you're not worth the effort, but you overcame that and you went anyway. And sometimes that attempt, is all that matters for you personally, you know? And, for me, that's been the case a lot. The fact that I tried, because there are so many times when we don't, right? There's so many times when we lay down and let our anxiety or our depression win the day, right? Sometimes we just allow, those thoughts, the negativity, and it's not just negativity. Obviously it's chemical as well. You know, we just allow our depression to win the day some days, you know, and so sometimes a win is just getting out there and trying. You know, sometimes a win really is a win. You know, sometimes you get out there and you have a great day. You know, you have this great day. You have all these very fulfilling experiences, and you derive a lot of pure joy from that, right? But then there are other days when, you know, you planned on it. You tried your best. You maybe didn't have the best time in the world, but you can look back and you can say, you know, today I got out and I did my very best. And I think that matters a lot. So I just want to say to anybody out there who is struggling with that right now, you know, give yourself a pat on the back. And I mean that, give yourself a pat on the back for getting out there and attempting to find your joy, attempting to, you know, live your best life, your happiest life, you know? I think that those things are very important. So is joy possible? You know, when is joy possible from depression? Is it possible to experience and pursue joy from the depths of your depression and anxiety? You know, this is an important question, because there are a lot of people who feel like the answer is no. And I think that there's kind of sometimes this stigma around depression that if you're a person that's battling with that, then until you like get over it, there is no way that you can truly like move on and, you know, find any sort of happiness or joy. And I know that that is a lie. It is always possible to, even when you're going through something, you can find moments of joy, moments of respite, moments of happiness. And I think that it is very possible to experience joy and to pursue that even from the depths of your depression. Because, you know, your journey with mental health is not some sort of like linear, you know, story experience, right? It's not some sort of thing where you start from the bottom and then eventually, you know, you just get over it and you don't struggle with it anymore. You know, your journey with mental health is a lot more complex than that. It's like you have good days, you have bad days, you have hills, you have valleys. And, you know, throughout all of it, you're learning to, better care for yourself, and you're learning, you know, what you need to cope with it. And so there is joy in just just learning how to deal with your own mental health, right? There's some satisfaction from figuring out, hey, you know, this thing or this person maybe isn't good for me when I'm going through X, or hey, you know, there are healthy ways of coping. You know, when you figure out healthy ways to cope with your depression and healthy ways to cope with your anxiety, there are moments of joy. There are moments of joy when you sometimes are able to overcome your depression and your anxious thoughts to, you know, do something fun or be able to fulfill your duties and responsibilities. You know, there are moments of joy all over the place. And I think that people that battle with acute depression, sometimes, you know, their moments of joy are that much sweeter because sometimes they're, you know, a little more fleeting. And also, you know, their life has been difficult from a mental health perspective. So when they do experience real happiness, they really feel that. You know, and I know that is true for me as well. You know, when you are able to, like, you know, break through and pierce the fog on occasion, it really, really helps. So, you know, I feel like we've answered that question. You know, can you experience joy from depression? I mean, you think about all of the, you think about all of the very, you know, famous people who have battled with mental health and who have obviously been some very joy filled people, you know? So, you know, I feel like we've answered that question. The next part is how, and I think answering that question is really difficult because it's different for everyone, right? What makes one person happy and what makes another person happy are just about always going to be two different things. You know, what you find joy at doing and living through is almost always going to differ from the next person that you're talking to. For me, you know, that looks a lot like surrounding myself with the people that I love and, you know, and with friends that, that love me and I love them. You know, and then for a lot of people who are, you know, a little more introverted, it looks like having their me time. And, sometimes it's a mix of the two and, you know, and then, a lot of times it's just feelings. It's just, it really is. It's just a feeling that can hit you out of nowhere, you know, deep contentment or satisfaction at some thought that you had. You know, all these things differ, you know, so much from person to person. And I guess the encouragement here is to go out and pursue your joy, whatever that looks like, obviously only in healthy ways. You know, it's important to go out and look for your joy, whatever that looks like for you personally, no matter the cost. You know, sometimes when you start pursuing what makes you happy, sometimes that is going to ruffle some feathers. Sometimes that is going to make some people look at you in a way that they haven't before. But what all the people in your life have to realize is that, you know, you are your own person with your own thoughts, your own dreams. And you have to look for the things in this life that are going to bring fulfillment to you. You know, and obviously, you know, the people you care about as well. But the main thing is that you can't pour from an empty cup. If you're feeling like you're low and like your battery hasn't been charged, you got to find a way to charge that battery, you know? And that is, you know, what's most important. And then after that, you know, you can try your best to fill the lives of others with the same. And, you know, maybe along the way you can help other people find their own joy. You know, I was having a conversation with someone recently, and they were talking about an elderly woman who has lived, you know, most of her life already. And the thought that was put out there was that her problem, her greatest regret was that she spent her entire life waiting on other people to make her life happen for her. And that she always had this like deep sense of unsatisfaction with her life. She always had this deep sense of just, she was never satisfied because she was never living life on her own terms. Which I think is just incredibly sad, because the only person that you have the power to actually make happy, or at least some control over that, again, mental health allowing, is you, you know. And it's like she was always waiting on someone to come along and make her life happen for her, whether it was her family members or whether it was her friends. She never took the initiative. She never seized the initiative herself. And I guess, you know, this was a person that is kind of a cautionary tale. You know, like you don't want to look back at 75 or 80 years old and say, man, I really haven't lived my life on my own terms. I really haven't gone and tried to do the things that I wanted to do and that I wanted to accomplish. I've only done the things that other people have kind of pushed me towards. You know, here's the thing. Those people at some point are not going to be in your life. The people that are like pushing you towards certain things, those people may not be in your life forever. The only person that will be in your life forever is you. You have to do the things that matter to you, because when those people are gone and all you've done is the stuff that they've pushed you towards, you're just left with a bunch of shit that doesn't make you happy. And that is sad. It's very important to live your own life. And that is what I want to encourage everybody to do. That's something that I have to remind myself and encourage myself to do as well. You know, going through the battle that I have with my physical health and, you know, mental as well. You know, sometimes it's easy to forget that, you know, I have my own, my own set of like goals and dreams that I want to accomplish, and that you have to keep pushing for those, right? You have to have something that gets you out of bed in the morning, no matter what that is. And you know, sometimes the help that you need is found in all kinds of different places. Sometimes for a lot of people, that help is going to be found, you know, whether it's in medication that you need, or whether it's talking to someone, a counselor or a therapist, or, sometimes that help is, you know, truly found in the people that you love and through your own, you know, mental, you know, machinations. But the important thing is that you do what is necessary for you to be able to pursue your joy and your happiness. And that's something that I'm learning more and more about every day myself. So I just want to close out this episode by saying that I really appreciate everyone listening. Again, I really appreciate all of your support, all of your love. Wanted to say, you know, again, in conclusion, that finding your joy, it's important. Do it. Try your best. because there's a lot of joy just to be found in the trying, in the struggle to find it. Go after it. And I just want to give a shout out to everyone who has supported the channel, who has supported this podcast. I really do appreciate it. If anyone is so inclined, again, feel free to support the podcast. Small monthly donations definitely help, towards making new episodes and towards, making new and better content. And I appreciate everyone that listens, everyone that subscribes. Thank you so much, and I hope everyone has just a fantastic week. Thank you so much, and we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.